Okay, so today we're going to study the question of whether tshuva or is a condition or a promise in this week's parsha. I muted you all, but you can unmute yourself when you have a comment. So we're going to read six of the psukim from Parshas Nitzavim, this week's parsha, and then we're going to sort of analyze this question of whether tshuva is guaranteed, whether it's promised in this parsha, or whether it's simply an obligation. So we read, starting from Perek Lamed, V'haya ki yavo alecha kol hadvarim ha'ila habracha v'akala shenasati lefanecha, and it will be when all the things, these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse that I placed before you, v'ashevo se'al levavecha v'chol agoyim asher hidichacha Hashem elokecha shava, and you will, yes, return to your heart, you will take to heart among the nations that God has pushed you, caused you to be pushed aside over there. V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, you will return, or you should return to Hashem your God. V'shamata b'kolo, and you should listen to His voice. You will listen to His voice, k'sher anochi mitzavcha hayom, like everything I command you today. Atov adecha, you and your children, m'chol levavcha, chol nafshecha, with all your heart and with all your soul. V'shav Hashem Elokecha shuvuscha. Hashem will return. We have to define what shuvuscha means. It's a strange term. Shuvuscha. A little strange term. V'riecha mecha. And He will have mercy on you. V'shav. And He will return. V'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim. And He will gather you from among the nations. Sh'arefitzcha Hashem Elokecha shama. That Hashem has scattered you. Im yadecha v'kseh ha'shamayim. If you are scattered or pushed aside amongst the edges of the heaven, from there Hashem will gather you, and there He will take you. Hashem will bring you to the land that your ancestors inherited, and you will inherit it. He will do good to you, and He will make you numerous from your ancestors. Hashem will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants, to love Hashem your God with all your heart and all your soul. So from these psukim, does it look like an obligation or a promise? What would you say? Is tshuva an obligation? Is it a promise? What do you think based on these psukim?
It seems that's the way it's
going to
be.
Right. I mean, really, the Pasuk Beis, that's really the question. Is Pasuk Beis a... Is it saying that, and you will? Is it a predictor? You will return to God? Or is it saying, when this happens, and then you must return to God, and then this will happen? But you're right. The simple understanding, I would tend to agree with you, bro. The simple understanding seems to indicate that this seems to be a promise. I want to also understand a couple other points. In Pasuk Gimel, there's the double Vishav. There's Vishav, Hashem Elokecha Shvuscha, V'Rachamecha, then Vishav Kibetzcha. So there's a double Vishav. I want to try to understand that. And then I also want to understand the relationship between Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Vav. It says you're going to return to Hashem your God, and then Hashem is going to circumcise your heart. So, like, what did you do in Pasuk Beis? And then what's going to happen in Pasuk Vav? What's the change from Pasuk Beis to Pasuk Vav? So that's what I want to sort of go through.
Rabbi,
yeah.
is it a promise, or is it just that, you know, it's a foregone conclusion? Is it a prediction that this is something you will do?
I'm not sure what your two options are. What you
it says the Hayah Ki Yavo'u.
Yeah.
Bishavta Ada Hashem Elokecha.
Right.
After you do this, you're going to return.
Right. Well, that's my question I'm asking, Mike. Is this a promise or is this an obligation? That if you do this, then that's my question. And maybe your question. Baruch seemed to think, he's probably right. The simple understanding, think, is that it seems like a foregone conclusion and a prediction, which, of course, the problem with that, of course, is it's the theological challenge of, don't we believe in free will? And as I think what's going on in Pasuk Beis is that there's a tension between the simple reading of the Pasuk and a basic Jewish philosophical concept of Bechira Chafshis. So they seem to point in opposite directions. Okay.
Or else you can say, if this happens, and that's a natural occurrence, that that's the next thing's going to happen. In
it
other
should,
words,
it should happen, you know, but it doesn't have to happen.
In other words, you know, if you know, A causes B. If there's no A, there is no B. You know.
Oh well, again, so is A a foregone conclusion or not? The same question in A.
I don't think
that doesn't have to, because the mal at the end, when it seems to be saying this is going to, you know, this if A, then A causes B.
Right.
But at the end, I'm going to that A doesn't necessarily have to happen because the mal is shem kekapavav.
So you're saying A. So v'ha'yikiva lecha ela bracha v'ashivosa. So you're saying this won't necessarily happen. But that's a little strange.
Like at the end, because he says the mal is
shem. I understand. Okay, we have to deal with the tension between pasuk beis and pasuk vav. It's very hard to argue pasuk aleph. Again, at least some v'ha'yikiva lecha kol nivra'ela bracha v'aklal. I guess stage one, it seems that's going to happen. So maybe the second half, v'ashivosa levecha, will that happen? You know, Mike, what do you want to say?
I was going to say, it doesn't mean, just because it says that you're going to do that, it doesn't mean it's a causative relationship. It doesn't mean that, I mean, as far as God is concerned, it doesn't mean that he's taking away your free will, but that because God can see in the future, he can see that it's going to happen.
So, okay, right. So he's saying that maybe he sees it definitely will happen. It definitely will happen. He knows it's going to happen, but it doesn't take away your free will. Okay. I hear. We're going to see in our discussion, we're going to see some of the approaches that we've just discussed now. So the first issue I want to discuss is just the Pasuk Gimel, the double Vishav. Right? Vishav Hashem Elokecha Shvuscha V'rachamecha Vishav V'kibetzcha Mikol Ha'amim. So the Targum HaMyuchas Leonason Ben Uziel says, V'kabel Memre Berav Ayas Tiyuv Tichon, and he will accept pleasing your, God will accept your tiyuv chon, your tshuva. Tiyuv tichon means your tshuva. He will accept your tshuva. And virachem aleichon, and he will have mercy over you. And then v'su v'yichnosh yaschon mikol amamaya deveda Hashem lakachon yaschon l'taman. And then he will return, and he will gather you from all the nations that he scattered you over there. In other words, the Targum Yosef ben Uziel understands the first half, V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shavuscha V'rachamecha, says in the sense that Hashem will accept your teshuva. It's a little hard. V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shavuscha. So you have to see what that Lashon means, but the way he's breaking it out is that there's part A, which Hashem's going to accept it, because Pasuk Beis seem to indicate we'll do teshuva, or we should do teshuva, and if we do teshuva, then Hashem will accept it, and then he will return us, because we were scattered amongst the nation, we're scattered amongst the world, there'll be kibbutz galios. That's what it's, see, that's the way the term Yuchas Yosef ben Uziel. The Kli Yakor sort of elaborates on this point. And he says that Shtei Pamim Vishav. There are two times that it says Vishav. They're mentioned one after the other. Harisha Madav Mechilas HaAvon. The first one speaks about forgiving the sin. Hakodem, the previous sin, Hanikva Shvuscha. So Shvuscha refers to your sin. And he says, Kemo Habas HaShoveva. Kemo Vayelach Shovav. So Shvuscha, stick to the word Shovav. Shuva Meshuva Yisrael. So the Lashon of Shvuscha is, he says, Alzeh Amar V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shvuscha V'rachamecha. Ki afilu shvuscha, even the shvuscha, your sins, hamisyaches elecha, even your shvuscha that are related to you, dahainu ha'avon, even your sins, your shvuscha, yisapech lizchus, will be transformed into a merit. Kemo she'amru chazal, like that which chazal said, shal yedei ha'tshuva nasim hazdonos kizachuyos, that by tshuva, our, what will happen with tshuva, our sins will turn into zechuyot. I'm just muting everyone, but again, if you want to speak, then feel free to unmute. So basically, the Kli Yakor says that our tshuva, v'shav Hashem, it's sort of, he's going to, not really, I guess, turn, he's going to return your sins into merits. Zeh Lashon of Rechamecha, the Lashon of Rachamim is the Lashon of Abba, of love. Ratzalomar, Sheyi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ohe v'shavuscha, Hashem will love your shavus. your sins. Hashem will love your sins. Because you're going to transform your sins into merits, and he's going to love them very much. When we do tshuva me'ava, that's what the Gemara says. When we do tshuva out of love from Hashem, we turn our sins into learning opportunities, and that way we turn them into zchuyot. So that's the first half of the pasuk. Vasheni, in the second half, midaber b'shivas yisrael minagalus, is returning Klai Yisrael from the exile. Zeh shen amar, this is what it means when it says, v'shav v'ki batzim kol amim v'shav yifitzcha Hashem al-kecha shava. And Hashem will return, and he will gather you from all the nations that he scattered you over there. Lo kamo shechashavta. It's not like what you thought, she'edicha Hashem al-kecha v'niskavim be'etzim v'rinshona la'edichacha me'al shmir ha'mitzvos. Lahadiach means that not that Hashem, I guess, corrupted you and he intended to push you away from the observance of mitzvahs. Ela be'etzav rishona niskaven Hashem lefitzcha. Hashem only intended to scatter you. Amnam hahadacha mina mitzvahs nimshach b'mikra mina nifutz. In other words, what the Kli Yakar explains, that to be nidachacha implies that you were sort of pushed aside from God, in a sense. In other words, but he's saying that that was a byproduct of galus, of being scattered amongst the nations. If you were pushed away, rejected, sort of you were in a sense rejected from Torah and mitzvahs and the corners of the earth, so there Hashem will gather you. But Hashem didn't. The real thing that Hashem did was he scattered you. That was the punishment for your sins, and then you were unfortunately hadacha mina mitzvos, you were sort of pushed aside from the mitzvos. But nevertheless, even if you were pushed aside in the ends of the earth, and you're mudach mina mitzvos, don't blame God, because it's on you. It's you. You did this. You caused this hadacha that's being pushed away from God. But nevertheless, what's going to happen at the very end? The last line, God will gather you, and he will from there he will take you. From there he will collect you. That's kibbutz galios. And from there he will take you. So he's going to do two things: physically bring you back, and spiritually help bring you back. Even though it really wasn't him, God, yes, it very intentionally scattered you. That God caused that. The being pushed aside from mitzvos, that was a byproduct from being scattered as a result of your sin. So we have, essentially, so first of all, we have the Pasuk Gimel. We have two returns. A return spiritually, Hashem will help you return spiritually. And number two, he will gather you physically. Now, the big question, is Pasuk Beis a mitzvah or a promise, or maybe both? Right? These things are going to happen. And then v'shavta Hashem Elokecha. So the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, that's a book of mitzvos written by the Smak. It's not really called. It's called the Smak, and it says what mitzvah? The 53rd mitzvah is what? Lashuv, to do tshuva. How do you know there's a mitzvah to do tshuva? He says that v'shavta Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kolo. You're going to do tshuva. So according to this, you're going to do tshuva. Now, obviously, the big difference between Beis and Vav is what? V'shavta Hashem Elokecha, this is what we're going to do. And Pasuk Vav is, Hashem will help us, it seems. It seems that we're going to take the first step. V'shavta Hashem Elokecha, and Pasuk Vav is, Mol Hashem Elokecha Levavcha, Hashem is helping us. So, the Smak understands that there is a mitzvah for us to return to God. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin Halacha Hei, Kol Hanavim Kulan, all of the prophets, Tzivu Ala Tshuva, they all commanded about Tshuva. Vein Yisrael Nigalim Ela B'Tshuva, and Klal Yisrael only going to be redeemed with Tshuva. Uchvar Hivticha Torah, Shesof Yisrael, Lasus Tshuva, Besof Galusan, Umiyad Heim Nigalim. And the Torah promised that at the end, Klal Yisrael will perform tshuva at the end of their exile, and then they will be redeemed. Shenamar, v'haya ki yavo alecha kol hadvarim, and it will be that when all these things happen, v'shavta Hashem Elokecha, v'shav Hashem Elokecha, that, so you're gonna do tshuva. The Rambam understands that Pasuk Beis is a promise. Where is there a mitzvah of tshuva? The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, it's a different pasuk. He says, "Kol mitzvah sheba Torah, all mitzvahs in the Torah, bein aseh bein lo taseh, whether they're positive mitzvahs or negative mitzvahs." Imaver adam alachas mehem bein bezalam bein bishkaga. If a person commits either an intentional or unintentional sin, kishiyase tshuva, when he does tshuva, v'yashem mechato, and he returns from his sin, chayav liisvados neakel baruch hu, he's obligated to do vidui, to confess. And he says, "Shemar isha isha ki yasu v'isvadu as chatosam asher asah ze vidus dvarim vidus ze mitzvos asay." So the Rambam doesn't mention a mitzvah of tshuva. He mentions the obligation of vidur. There's a whole discussion: does Rambam hold tshuva as a mitzvah or not? But when Rambam talks about tshuva, he doesn't mention v'shavta shemal kecha as a mitzvah. All he mentions is there's a pasuk in v'isvadu as chatosam, which is a mitzvahs asay of confessing, and pasuk beis he holds it's a promise. So we have the smak says it's a mitzvah, the Rambam says it's a promise, and the Ramban says it's both. Look how the Ramban looks at it. Ramban perek lam pasuk aleph v'haya ki yavo lecha kol dvarim ha'ila, and it will be when all these things happen to you. Kvar yiskarti ki ha'parsha zos asida, I've already mentioned this parsha is about the future. Ki chol inyana lo hayu v'lo nivra'u, because this hasn't happened yet. Aval hei masim liyos, it's going to happen in the future. V'ta v'shavta Hashem elokecha, what does it mean that you're going to return until Hashem your God? Says the Ramban, v'shamata b'kolo, you listen to his voice, k'chol sher nochim etzavcha yom atov adacha. And you listen to his voice, like whatever I commanded you today, you and your children. Shetashu v'la Hashem, you're going to return to Hashem v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, with all your hard work, all your souls, kabel alecha, v'albanecha l'dorosav la'asas k'chol asher nochim etzavcha yom, and you will accept upon yourself and your children for generations, do whatever I command you today, k'asher asu begula shenis, as they did in the second redemption, d'chsiv, he's quoting the pasuk in the Nechemia, u'ba'im ba'ala b'shvul alech b'torah salakim, ishan nina b'yad Moshe, evet alakim, v'lishmo v'las kol mitzvot Hashem, adonim mishpatav v'chukav. Okay? They did this in the days of Nechemia. And Rabban says, in the future, they will also do this that is predicted in Parshat Nitzavim. Oye mitzavcha tov v'necha kamo mitzavcha l'chol v'necha. Maybe it means that I command to you and to your children. It's okay, different explanation. Pasuk Vav. So again, he mentioned this is Rabban, this is in the future. So very clear that he says it's a promise. Pasuk Vav. V'mol Hashem lokecha zavavcha zel she'amru. Someone comes to become pure, we help him out. I promise you, shetashuv elav, that you're going to return to him with all your heart, and he will help you. Now, but at the same time, so if you just read the Ramban on these psukim, the Ramban says that this section is talking about the future. And yet, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, where the pasuk says ki a mitzvah zot she'anochi mitzav chayom lo niflesi bimcha, this mitzvah is not far from you, and there's a shaila as to what this refers to. The Rashi says it's al kol haTorah kula, so the whole Torah, but the Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban says no, by the Torah that's kol hamitzvah. What's hamitzvah zos? When Moshe says this mitzvah is not far from you, this refers to the tshuva that was mentioned. Ki vashivosa levavcha and vashavta shelokecha mitzvah shiyetzave osar lasoske. He's saying that the pasuk of vishavta azad shelokecha is a mitzvah that is commanding you to do this. V'nemar beloshin habeinoni, and it's written this kind of in between language because it's not clear. Vishavta shelokecha means you're obligated or you will. Lirmos b'avtacha, to hint to you with a promise. It will happen. And the reason is to say, because if you're pushed away from mitzvos at the edge of the earth, and you are, even if you're among the, and you're being controlled by the nation of the world, you can still return to God, and you can do whatever I command you today. The matter is not so far from you. You can come close to God even when you are in galus. It's not so far and say, oh, if only I was in Eretz Yisrael, I could do tshuva. No, you can always do tshuva at any time and in any place. It's in your mouth and your heart to do. You could do it now. You could do it in galus right now. All you need to do is confess with your mouth, v'yashuv, believe v'amal Hashem, return with their hearts to God, v'kabalem hayom ha-Torah lasos ledoros, and you can accept upon themselves the Torah to do it for generations. So that's the Ramban. The Ramban says it's both a promise and a mitzvah. So what does this mean, it's a promise and a mitzvah? So I'd like to suggest two different explanations what this means. It's a promise and a mitzvah. So how can it be both a promise and a mitzvah? So we'll go back here. So maybe, so Rabbi Soloveitchik says that this, what does this mean? This means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has faith in Klal Yisrael. It's an obligation, but the fact that God promises that we're going to do tshuva means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has faith in Klal Yisrael. Sometimes we don't have faith in ourselves. So the Torah here is telling us God is having faith in us, so we should also have faith in ourselves. It's, in other words, the fact that it's an obligation, but it's also a predictor of the future, means that Kadosh Baruch Hu has faith and he knows at the end of the day Klal Yisrael will do the right thing. But I think there's a second point, and maybe Baruch was alluding to this, and that is that, yes, I think Hashem has faith in us, but I think that the point is that Hashem will set it up for us to succeed. In an ideal world, we should just do tshuva when Hashem sends up some warning signs. And if we don't, there'll be more warning signs. If we don't, there'll be more warning signs. But at some point, Hashem will set the situation. We'll have free will. We're going to have free will. But Hashem will make the condition such that it will be easier, more natural for us to do tshuva. Now, that's what Torah is saying. Torah is saying that at some point, when all these things happen, and we're going to get the message, Hashem will set up the world in natural order such that, by our own free will, we are going to do tshuva. And the Sforno, both the Sforno and the Ibn Ezra tell us really the same message. That once we do this tshuva, Umol Hashem Elokecha, Pasuk Vav, Eslevav Chalazav Zarecha Lava, that Hashem will circumcise our heart. I mean, that's almost like he's doing it for us. Yigale Nechala Sur Mi Kotos Me'arvev Hasechel Midias Emes Kishet Tishtadel Adavkabo. Hashem will uncover your eyes to remove any foreign mistake that is mixed up from making you deviate from the truth when you try to cling to God. As long as you try, as long as you put kishet tishtadel adav kabo, when you try to come close to God, then Hashem will help you. Both in shetakir tuvo v'taveo behechrech. It's good. Once you try really hard, Hashem will make it so that you'll love him. You'll be almost forced, as it were, to love, because he's going to create this situation that you will be clearly understand that Hashem is the way to go, and it's almost as if Hashem is circumcising your heart, that you'll only see good. And even as it says the same idea, once you return to listen to him, then he will help you, and he will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children. It's not that we have to circumcise our children's foreskin, you know, the mila of our children. Hashem will do it for us when it comes to our hearts. It can be, like, on the one hand, of course, it gives us, it's a message for us that, you know, as long as we do a little and we, number one, you know, we take some step, then, you know, we take a step towards God, God will help us. But we have to take the first step, even if it's very difficult. Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us. I think many of us have heard that message before. But I sometimes look at the sort of the mitzvah of tshuva, maybe, as the Torah is educating us in terms of, because we're not only individuals who struggle with God, and we stray from God, and then we try to return to God, and then we stray and we return. We don't only serve that role in this world, but we are also influencers. And we are also individuals who help other people return to God or help other people succeed. And maybe the Torah is providing us with a guide as to how we help others on the right path. And maybe if we want to someone to succeed who is failing, you know, you need to, you know, I think in teaching it's called, you need to do some scaffolding. You don't only give them the most difficult problem. What do you do? You tell me, you don't tell them to go from 0 to 10 right away. What do? You first give them a lot of instructions and they show some effort. And then you say, you're successful. And now I'm going to help you a little more. You know, I'll help you more. They're more successful. I'll help you more. And the goal really is, if someone is really struggling and failing, we don't want to simply make life difficult for them, but we want to hold them accountable. So what do? We try to understand where they're at, and we try to create a situation that will enable them to succeed. That's what God is doing to us, to Klal Yisrael. God creates a scenario where he says, "V'shavta shemakecha," you got to do tshuva, but I'm going to create a scenario that will sort of help you to succeed, will put you in the right environment so that you'll be able to succeed. That's number one. And number two is, once you try, I'll be there to help you. So maybe it's not only a message to give us hope and give us faith that we can return, and maybe it's an educational tool to teach us how we can help others who are struggling. Number one, create conditions for success. And number two, once the individual shows signs of improving, then we are obligated to help them. So